Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Cold scalpel of knowledge. I always think of that film Psycho whenever I hear that bit.
Yeah, actually, now that you've said that, I probably will too. It's a big morning on the Mind Trench today. We've got poems, we've got music, we've got all sorts of good things, but kicking us off,
right.
What are we talking about?
This will be evident in my poem. I'm having trouble with my phone at the moment, but so what I've done was, I did what I did last week because I quite enjoyed it. I've got loads of little things that I've found in the past that I think are quite interesting.
I love that.
I might have talked about them before, but if I have, you can hear them again.
It's a reprise.
Okay, here we go. Your nose is always in your eye line, but your brain chooses to ignore it.
Now that you've said that, I'm immediately aware of my nose.
don't do this if you're driving, right? But if you shut one eye, you can see your nose.
Yeah, I'm doing
that. And if
it.
You go cross-eyed, don't do that, because I did that this morning and nearly walked into a lamppost. You can see it quite well.
I'm doing that right now. You can. It's
Isn't
true.
That mad?
That is weird. I'm doing one eye at a time now. I'm starting to feel dizzy, so I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, don't do it if you're going over zebra crossing like I
can't
did.
Really shut one eye.
Can you not?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a blink, not a wink, bro. Yeah.
Well, that must be embarrassing sometimes, isn't it?
Why? I just never have the need to wink.
Okay.
I feel like a well-placed wink can either be the creepiest thing that's ever happened or the coolest thing that's ever happened.
If I do it quick enough, I feel like people don't really notice.
All right, give us a go then.
Hold on, I have to take my glasses off.
Good radio. Oh, that was
right.
Fantastic.
Ready, Zoe? Ready? Oh, yeah, that was a wink. Well done. Congrats.
Everyone's impressed in the studio.
Yeah, we're all very impressed.
Right. Moving along, the French TV version of Bake Off uses music from Doctor Who.
Oh, what? Really?
Oh, my God.
Of course
that's
they
awesome.
Do.
It's like trying to get the cakes out of the oven, and it's like the Daleks theme going.
I've found when we used to do our beer review thing when we had 16 Ton, we had a French girl, Celine. Sia came in, used to do the review, and her accent was so... She could have been talking about drinking draining fluid and it would have sounded cold, you know what I mean?
Don't do that, not cool.
No, don't do that.
Extremely
but
bad.
But the thought of that and Doctor Who music, I think, just sounds fantastic.
I'm going to have
to check it out.
I'd be into that.
Right, in ancient Egypt, only gods and royalty could eat marshmallows.
Hang on, did marshmallows exist in ancient Egypt?
Oh, not like the ones you can buy in a shop, so I wouldn't have thought.
Well, how did they make
them then?
Oh, I should have looked into that a little bit more, shouldn't I?
How do you make someone? Yeah. Someone out there's going to know. How do you make a marshmallow?
Without going out to shops.
Yeah, without going to the dairy.
So we'll move on from that one because I'm not sure about that. There is enough room in the human memory for 300 years of television. Watch out, Netflix.
Oh, that's crazy. Wait, so hang on. Does that 300 years of television?
Yeah.
But does that also just mean 300 years of like? Other knowledge, or just very specifically, you can remember every episode of TV you've ever watched?
Well, and you could go back and watch it. That would be... I was thinking about that this morning. Would I prefer some of my memories to go and have, I don't know, something really good to happen on Emmerdale or Tottenham winning the League Cup or something like that always there?
That'd be pretty great.
But I think, I don't know, yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
It depends on the memory, I think.
Yeah.
We can get rid of all the crap stuff and put all the, you know, highlights, reels.
So maybe there's got to be someone out there, maybe we can utilise this so we can get rid of TVs, phones and everything and just use the old...
Elon Musk will be working on that as we speak, I'm sure.
I think he's already using it anyway. This story blew my mind. The Vatican's chief astronomer, first off, I didn't even know they had one.
No, neither.
The chief one, let alone, like,
there's more than one, yeah.
has written a book called Would You Baptise an Alien? That opened up so many questions to me instantly. So are they saying aliens exist? Because wouldn't that knock the God stuff out the window?
But is it a hypothetical? Is he being like,
God's
hypothetically
aliens.
Speaking, if the aliens rocked up, what would you do? Is it a? It's like one of those moral dilemmas, maybe.
I see, because you mean we're like a coffee table book or book for the toilet. Like, it's like a funny one, do you know what I mean? We only got a couple of minutes. And
it's just full of Pope jokes and alien jokes, yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to...
Let the aliens be.
They don't need to be baptised. They can do their own thing.
They've probably got their own stuff.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
What I thought it would have... completely blown out. Well, anyway, I think I might have mentioned this one before, but in 2016, Australian police offered cash prizes to any drivers they found to be sober.
Oh, that's grim.
That is very grim.
I mean, you lived a little while in Australia. You think that's true?
I don't know. I couldn't drive in 2000. Okay. I wasn't even living in Australia in 2016 anymore. I'd fled.
Because of all the drunken drivers.
That seems like the saddest state of affairs when you're like, well, honestly, just pay you to do it. Like, come on, please.
And they go straight up the off licence, get some beers in. Anyway, God. Australians got to love them. Right. The word kleptomania was coined in the 1860s because words like robbery, theft and larceny were considered inappropriate for the upper classes if they got caught out doing a bit of mischief.
So I always thought, so kleptomania, is that when you kind of can't help it and you just pinch things?
Well, no, what it was, it was because you know, I'm going to point to myself here, people, like, we used to like be on the thieve all the time, you know, in them days, let's be honest about it. But when like rich people got caught, then you couldn't call them like they couldn't be called thieving or anything like that. So they made this term up.
They made their own term up.
Because I'd imagine
posh.
It's different when it's
posh
us.
Like your upper classes were well worse than like us lot, do you know what I mean?
They were stealing land.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, and countries.
They were stealing people.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Exactly.
That's not kleptomania, that's slavery and colonisation. Anyway, different chat
wow.
there.
Wow. You know, I wish I'd talked more about that. Anyway, there's some interesting things to talk about there if you
All
want
right.
to talk about them.
Good conversation starters at like a family dinner.
I've enjoyed those. Are we ready for a poem now?
Yes.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. When I troubled my phone last week, I actually wrote down in my book on the way home, forever charging.
Forever charging.
Because that's what it seemed like. I had my phone on charge for like 3 days and it just got worse and worse and worse. It was horrible. And I actually called my phone John.
Oh, hi, John.
And the coffee machine you called George.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. I talk to inanimate objects all the time.
Fair enough. And they don't lip back.
Oh, well, sometimes it's really weird. I talk to electrical things that don't work, and sometimes they work for a little bit.
Like R2-D2, it just beeps at you.
So this is the little poem. I wrote this on the train, balanced on one knee, so it might be a bit all over the gaff this morning.
That's all right.
Here we go. Forever charging. Thank you, John, for staying on. We've been through a lot, and I know you're shot. And after your battery died, I thought, that's it, John's fried. I remember having a quick chat without feeling the twat. An hour later, I went to put John in that special drawer. Wait a minute. The battery's charging. It's on 27. I'm sure he was in phone heaven. Was it a chat, coincidence, or just one of those things? Just not sure. Just in case, I got another phone in the wings. Thank you, John.
Thank
well
you,
done.
John.
Snaps.
Yeah, I messed it up a little bit at the
That's
end.
That's all right.
Yeah, thanks,
tell.
John. It was so weird. That actually really
so
happened.
So you spoke to your phone and then it was
when
like,
when
I'll
I
sort it
was,
out.
When I thought it was gone, I just said, oh, look, man, I really need you to work. And an hour later, it started going bang, 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 bang. Didn't actually start at 27.
I wish that happened when you're like driving home and your empty light comes up on your car and you're like, you know what? I need you to just fill up with gas.
Well, maybe I can hire myself out to people. No, that sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it? Anyway, we'll move on from that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're really culture corner here today, though, because we are playing a brand new track as well, Rob.
Yes.
This is the next one from The Bard,
yes.
Your follow-up to the fantastic and incendiary MR. This track is called Mask. This is the slightly less explicit version.
Yeah, I should. Just and even so, look, listen, there's things going on in the world. Let's not be complacent. Still wear masks when you should. And even if you shouldn't, just wear them.
Exactly. Shall
be
I hit it then?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. I really don't think it's that much to ask. Just wear a mask. Seriously, you're not going to make anyone go away. But we're all allowed to have our own say. And I've heard you say stuff like the earth is flat and no one's walked on the moon. And the universe is a giant plastic red spoon. 5G towers make you all funny, and the lizard people own all the money. No such thing as climate change, and the earth is only 6,000 years old. You believe any weird shit you're told?
You believe any weird shit you're told?
But before I finish, I must just say, no it isn't. Yes they have, that's ridiculous. No they won't, and no they don't. You should have worn a mask. hope you enjoyed your walk home. You should have worn a full mask.
Go off, Rob. That was fantastic.
That's good, isn't it?
That is the Bard Mask, the slightly less explicit version. Yep. There's one with a lot less dog barking in it, and it is also very, very good.
My next stuff is going to have so much dog barking in it. More cat meows, I think.
Okay, yes. Fair enough. Changing it up. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.